You don't want to be sad anymore. But I can't lie.
Yeah. Hey loves, I'm Sarah. I'm 20. I'm a queer fangirl who spends too much time on the internet.
I'm Robert. I'm not quite 50. And I don't spend as much time on the internet, but I have seen way too many movies and TV shows. And this is 50v20.
The podcast where we take a look at queer representation in media.
One ship at a time.
I don't know what I say in the intro.
Then just explain why you're here. This is part two of the discussion about Young Royals Season 3. And Sarah's final thoughts on the entire series. Go.
Oh my god, I'm not prepared. Damn. Spoilers, obviously. Please don't watch this if you haven't. Please don't hear this.
Please don't hear this show. Listen, but don't pay attention.
I'm so tired. Please know that there are spoilers. Okay. I don't know where to start.
The biggest spoiler is we had to talk about Young Royals before we changed the title to Bury Your Gays, the podcast. Because yes. All the gays die.
Yeah, and their love isn't buried either, really. To be fair. So not even a metaphorical death. So.
I don't know. He did give up the throne. That's okay. Like a metaphorical death.
You know what?
But that was giving up the straight side.
You know, I could say how I feel. But I kind of want you to go first because I don't really know your thoughts. You haven't really talked about it.
We had an hour-long discussion about the rest of the season.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
What?
It was last week.
No, I meant after we watched the finale.
Oh.
I didn't really get a lot out of you of what you thought about the finale.
Oh, I thought the finale was pretty good. It did a good job of giving various characters conclusions that made sense. There weren't a lot of cop-outs. They earned their dramatic moves, like, as you described it, that Willow could only give up the throne when he was broken up with Simon.
Yeah.
Like, if they were still together, it wouldn't have made as much dramatic sense. He needed to be making that choice primarily for himself.
Yeah.
So it works.
Whether or not they were going to end up together.
Right. Just like this whole season, August had to be trying to be a better person, not knowing that he's going to become king.
Right.
He didn't get to know that that's the reward. There's maybe a slight inkling when he sees Willa running away from the car that he might realize Willa just did something dramatic, but he doesn't know.
I think he knows in that moment.
I think he kind of like, oh shit, that could mean that.
I think that moment is him realizing, like, oh shit, this is...
Well, because he's already been pointed out by Vincent and... I don't remember the other guy's name. The other friend, where they told him, like, he was in a bad position as the Spanish.
Oh, Vincent and Nils.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, side note, Nils is gay.
We always knew that, though.
Did we?
Yeah, we knew that.
Okay. It hadn't been a big thing because there weren't other gay people around, right? Same with when he tells Vincent. It's like he hasn't met a guy.
We know that because in season two, there's a scene between Nils and Willa where Nils is saying, like, yeah, I'm gay, but, like, you can keep it quiet. Like, you should just date. You can be gay, but you should date someone who's, like, in your status.
Did we know the other two were both into girls? The two girls?
We did. Well,
I know we knew one of them was.
We knew that Stella had a crush on Fredrika.
Right.
But we didn't know that they were going to end up together. So people are hoping for that.
Because it was more of the heartbreaker. I can't say heartstopper.
Heartstopper where everyone's gay.
We talked about it for Heartstopper for so many episodes, and I kept calling it heartbreaker. Yeah, where everyone is gay by the end.
Why not?
Yeah. The only way it would have been even more of that is if Vincent was like, oh, wait, you're gay? We should date.
I kind of saw it. Oh, my God, wait. I don't even think you're going to know what this is, but I need to say it for the fans who know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, so Henry and Walter, do we know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, So they're like two students that like don't really talk that much, but like they've been in the series.
Okay.
And for some reason, the fandom like created that they were dating. Like it just it became a thing. Because they were always together, like, in the background of scenes and whatnot. And then in the finale, it felt like a nod to the fans because, oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. But I don't remember who it was. But one of them was, like, laying on the grass drunk during that, like, scene after the party where we're kind of seeing what happened. And the other one, like, came up and, like, lifted him off the ground and was, like, supporting him and, like, whatever. And that looked gay, too. And all the Walter and Henry, like, delusional shippers were just so happy about it. And I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Even though they never, like, do it.
Even if it wasn't series. Even if it wasn't the intention, the finale gave them something, too.
It almost felt like a nod to...
Like, on purpose?
Like, that, like, maybe they, like, know what people are talking about on Tumblr or TikTok because it has been a thing for the last few years. But it was like a joke, so it was just really funny to see that they were acknowledging a fandom-wide joke. That's another one of, like, everyone was gay.
So we got much more Felice, which was good.
Yeah.
And she and Sarah were doing okay.
And her and Sarah were, like, kind of gay, too.
Right? They're going to go on a road trip together.
Feel like they were looking at each other, like, a lot? It's like a lot of...
Well, even their dialogue could totally be interpreted that way.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening, but, like, I loved it.
So then Sarah was being very proactive and being upfront with August that they're not together.
Oh my god, I was so happy about that. Like, that scene was just, like, so perfect to me. Like, it was exactly what I wanted. Yeah, I'm really glad that they didn't end up together. And
that's why for, like, the August storyline, that was sad for him.
Right.
But when Willa's in the car with his parents and is telling them he doesn't want to be king.
Yeah.
And he points out at August. August is having a great day.
Yeah.
So he's not that sad about this. And so that he's going to become king means he became a better person and he's still going to get what he wanted in the beginning. So it's kind of nice for him. And it's not like he stayed the horrible asshole and then gets to be king.
August's ending is interesting, though. Like, I feel like his is kind of the most interesting out of anyone's because he gets what he wants. But in, like, the last shot where it's, like, kind of him realizing, he doesn't look, like, super pleased.
Right. I think because he doesn't really want it.
He, like, manifested it way too hard. And then now he's, like, realizing the reality of what he led himself to.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's good because he did make a lot of mistakes and did do some bad things. So, like, I like that his ending is kind of nuanced. Like, it's both good and bad
for him. And we know that he definitely has some emotional things going on in relation to initiation and everything that happened at the school closing.
Yeah.
He has a lot going on in his brain. At that point, and then maybe realizes, oh, I'm going to be king. If not, I'm definitely stuck with the royal family for now.
Yeah, and it was an interesting choice, too, because they had made the point about how, like, Willa had never chosen to be king, and, like, it was never a choice, and for August, it kind of is a choice.
Right, it's something he chose. Whether or not he completely wants it anymore, he did choose it.
Yeah.
Or Willa was stuck with it and never chose it.
Exactly. And then so Willa kind of got to choose the ending he wanted.
Who else? And we get the girls go to New York. Felice doesn't go with.
Yeah.
So they're having a good time. That's fine.
Yeah. The gays are together. It's all good.
If anything, the only character that has a bad ending deserves it. That's Vincent.
Yeah.
Because without Hilarishka, he's nobody.
I mean, he's graduating, though.
And he's rich.
But he's dumb.
He is graduating. He's rich. But
he'll be fine.
He isn't anybody socially anymore.
He did get, like, a good scene, though. Like, the scene with Nils was nice.
Mm-hmm.
When Nils was, like, scared to say, like, oh, that he's gay. And Vince was like, oh, we're chilling, dude. Like,
yeah, he said something about, like, helping him find a guy or something.
He's like, here, I'll help you find a boyfriend. And one of my favorite quotes from this season was when Vincent was like, oh, I don't care that you're gay. I care that you're a communist.
Mm.
It's like, I just love that Vincent is an ally.
Despite being an ass.
Yeah, he's an ass, but still an ally. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
All in all, the finale did end the season well.
Mm-hmm.
Did end the show well.
Yeah.
I still think there were some pacing problems through the season itself, but the finale wasn't any of the problem.
Oh my god, the finale had me stressing, though. Like, at that point, I feel like the writer, Lisa, was kind of trolling us, because I know Lisa is a fan of the gays.
Was it the writer who said it was going to be open-ended?
I think so. It was like, some of the cast was saying it, too. And the actor who played Willa, like, did, like, an interview or something before the finale came out, where he was like, oh, I don't know if the fans are going to be happy about the ending. I think they were all just trolling us.
Yeah. There was a point, even just a few minutes before the end, where it could have been a very open ending, and we're just like, well, it's nice, but it's not great. Like, when he ran after Simon, that conversation could have been the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to get in the car.
Yeah.
Or even him getting out of the car from his parents could have been the end. He made the move. We can imagine that he's going to go after Simon. Next.
Yeah, I really was so scared that, like, when they had been all, oh, I hope you have a nice summer. Like, mm-hmm. bye. I was like, oh my god, is that's that it? Like,
yeah. Have a nice summer.
Are you freaking kidding me? Which was totally a troll move, too. Because at the end of season one, Willa says, I love you, Simon. And then Simon says, I hope you have a nice Christmas. So, I really, truly feel like I was being trolled.
So, I mean, it's possible.
Like, I had to just check my phone and be like, how many minutes are left? Because, like, I'm stressing.
Are the writers for this kind of like the writers from The Magicians, where they absolutely know what the fans think and are paying attention?
I think so, yeah.
Are the Supernatural writers, where they start having jokes for the fans made up?
For sure. I feel like the cast is, too. Like, they're very, like, in touch and in communication with the fans. But it also, like, it had me stressing because it always felt like the cast and crew were, like, on our side.
Mm.
And, like, were making this show for us in a way.
Yeah.
So then I was just, like, really stressing. But, yeah, we were just trolled. It's all good. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and we never did our things for this show because we never talked about the show previously.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely passes the Bechdel test. It definitely passes Meikomori test. It passes all the tests.
Congrats, yeah.
They didn't bury any of the gays. In fact, a few extra ones ended up at least in bed together. I don't know if they're a couple, but
we just got a lot of ships now.
Yeah. Including the extra one I didn't know about.
Henry and Walter, Henry everyone. Walter. Supremacy.
So, yeah. No, the show's good then. I mean, I don't know that we have a lot more to say. We talked more about it last week, and we skipped the first two seasons for this. That's okay.
I know.
You can do some extra episodes about that if you want.
I know. I gotta just go off. No,
You could do a whole Young Royals minute.
I know, I really should. No, that would take me forever.
You could just do episode by episode. That's what, 18?
That would take me a while. Yeah, 18. Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy. It's all good.
Any other things to say about Young Royals, then?
I think, just as like a broader, long-lasting note, I think it's cool that we're getting more LGBT-centric shows. But, like, okay, I don't know how to say this. We've had a lot of LGBT-centric shows, but, like, we still don't have a lot of them that are, like, LGBT-centric, but in, like, how do I talk? Like, a traditional trope. Like this was a high school drama.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it wasn't, although it was focused on being LGBT, it, like, wasn't. Like, it kind of had a...
It had other stuff going on, like class things,
yeah.
High school stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't have to be gay.
Yeah.
Simon could have been a girl. And exactly. This plot would have been basically the same.
Yeah.
Because the fact that the prince is hanging out with a communist is a problem.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it's cool. So, yeah. And I'm glad that we got a good ending, because a lot of gay shows don't end well. It's also cool that we, like, have access to LGBT shows that aren't, like, in English.
Yeah.
and like
yeah, that is one of the best things with streaming is that you get shows from other places where they're just like last week I was saying, I don't even know whether we should expect a happy ending because I'm not familiar with Swedish television.
Yeah.
So it's good to
I'm always like I was always shocked like with when like season 2 came out and when season 3 came out. It was so surprising to me, like, how many people watched this show?
Hmm.
Like, it was, like, completely trending on my TikTok, and, like, I was seeing, like, hundreds of videos, and, like, thousands of people were talking about it and everything, and I'm like, this is so cool that so many people are watching this show from Sweden.
And because of new changes from strikes and things last year, we should get specific numbers for season 3. Netflix has to release that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, so that's, like, really... really exciting and cool, and I'm just hoping that because Young Royals is over, like, I'm really hoping that we get some more LGBT shows. I mean, the only LGBT show that I'm looking forward to this year is Heartstopper, which is coming out in October, which is exciting. But I can't think of any other ones.
I don't even know a lot of shows coming out this year that aren't Star Wars or Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't watch regular television anymore, so it's like, I find out when things are coming. Yeah.
I'm hoping we get some more, but we'll see.
And we will be watching more. Yeah. We got to finally watch a few more Buffy episodes, and we got a while till we get to it. New episodes should come out of this show in June. So we'll finally talk about Willow, and
we'll talk about Heartstopper when it comes out.
I'm going to put
later.
Off, I finally finished Hill House, so I'll put off watching Bly Manor until closer to when.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about Bly Manor. Yeah, Bly Manor is very, very good one.
I don't know if Fall of House Usher has gay stuff in it. I haven't heard. Or if anything else does. There's some gay stuff in Star Wars in the last year.
We'll talk about Glee eventually.
Which you wouldn't know. Glee? Yeah.
We need to do a Glee.
Oh yeah, for sure. Talk some old stuff. And I don't know what else we'll talk about. There's one-offs like when I was working on the logo for Bury Your Gays, the podcast. I needed an extra tombstone. And I'm like, what is another ship where someone dies? I don't know. And I put in the one that came up, although they don't technically die, I don't think. It was Your Kelly, which is one from San Junipero, the Black Mirror episode. But that's just a single episode thing, so probably wouldn't be a huge conversation. Then no one really dies as such, but I still wish you'd watch Steven Universe so you could talk about
it. Doesn't feel like the death, though.
Oh, they die many times if you think of them being in their gem.
Maybe we could make an exception.
And I think there's still a few on the original list you gave me a year ago that we haven't talked about. So there's always, and there's new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever watched any of it, but I know Heartbreak High includes gay characters autistic characters.
That's been on my list for so long.
A lot of mental health and LGBT stuff.
Yeah.
And Heartstopper, you said in October.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3. And probably some movies, for sure. We could do a one-off episode. It's a little late now, but we could talk about All the Strangers, but that's a depressing conversation.
Oh my god, I loved it, though. That was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. But, like, trigger warning, like...
Yes.
Be safe. Like, you'll probably cry and stuff. Like,
you will. You better.
It really made me, like, question my life for, like, a few days, and it was just, like, a weird time. But, like, I enjoyed it. It was great.
It was good. And it should have been up for Oscars.
It should have been up for Oscars. The Oscars doesn't like gay people. Be so for real.
Generally speaking, no. I mean, Moonlight was up for things. But since then, I don't know if there have been prominent gay things.
Not really. No. I mean, they totally...
All the Strangers was up for BAFTAs. It was up for Golden Globes.
They totally snubbed God's Own Country. And then they snubbed All the Strangers. And I'm like, why do you hate the gays?
Yeah.
The Oscars is burying the gays. That's the real conversation.
Oscars has a lot of problems. They're working on it, but their organization is still, 75% old white men?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
it's going to take a while. Unfortunately, they can afford good health care.
We'll see how this
Because they work in the movie industry, which means they're going to live and still be old white men for a little bit longer.
Oh, damn.
If they just start dying.
Listen. It'll happen later. It'll happen.
Yeah. They've made significant progress.
Yeah. And the gays will talk about everything on the internet all the time. And even if they aren't getting awards, like, we're still watching and loving them, so.
And I'm seriously considering becoming a member of the Spirit Awards organization.
Then you'll start running for obligation.
And seeing all those little, even more independent, like, tiny
But let me ask you, will you vote for obligation?
Not based on that, but if they're good, if they're the best in their category.
Okay, fair enough.
I didn't see enough of the Spirit Award nominees this year, so I don't know. Every year, so many of them, I'm like, I haven't even heard of that movie, but it sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, Bury Your Gaze, the podcast, will be back in June. And maybe another one-off before that, but I doubt it. We're busy. We'll see. We're busy people.
We're very busy people. We have a lot happening, surprisingly. We sound like we're people with no lives, but, like, shockingly, we have lives. It's crazy.
Well, it's because I schedule my free time so that I can watch
you
things.
You do. This guy told me, I don't have any free time. I have to watch movies.
Exactly.
Because he schedules his free time, which makes it not free time.
I am setting a record, personal record this year. For movie watching.
Which is how much?
Well, for example, let's see. So far this year, I've watched 118 films. We are at March 20th, which means 67. It's the 80th day of the year. I've watched 118 films.
So much more than one a day?
I've been averaging, I believe it's 11 a week.
Bugsy, do you think that's crazy?
Bugsy thinks that's nuts. He doesn't have the patience for a film.
No, he doesn't. He's a baby.
Okay, so you haven't talked about Bugsy. He's a cat.
Yes.
Now, Bugsy, say bye to the fans. No?
Meow.
Okay. Sounded a lot like you. Yeah, so we'll be back probably, if we don't do a one-off, the next thing will probably be Buffy. Or Twillow.
Twillow!
Because we did watch some of those episodes. I already have notes. We just needed to watch a few more.
Yes.
And then watch at least one Kennedy episode, just so we can be like, eh.
Okay.
I don't think
we'll think about it.
Right.
We'll think about it.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Bye, party people.
Party people.
Thank you for listening. 50v20 is a production of Lemming & Drops Studio. You can find links to this show and more at lemmingdrops.com.
Subscribe to the show and review the show on your favorite podcatcher.
Join the Facebook group at Lemming Drops Studio Tour for updates.
Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at 50v20podcast and send us gifts.
And support the show at patreon.com/lemmingdrops.
Bye! Something in my head.